Philippine troops defused a powerful homemade bomb at a southern bus terminal today as families displaced by fighting slowly began to return to their bombed-out villages. The clashes between government troops and Muslim separatists in the southern Philippines forced about 160,000 people to flee their lands. The local government said about 20,000 people have made their way back to their homes, but many remained in shelters, too frightened to leave. Military operations ended yesterday, and the army is trying to get families to return. The government launched its attack on the Moro Islamic Liberation Front after accusing them of occupying Catholic villages in North Cotabato in the south. We spoke to the country representative for Catholic Relief Services in the Philippines, Mike Frank. He says the church is working with other groups to assure these displaced that it is safe to return home.
The peace movement is very strong there, so if all of the people involved in the peace-building efforts there, the local NGOs, the church, the civil society organizations, if they can continue to build up confidence that hostilities won't break out again, then the people will feel more confident in returning. So they're all working at that. You know, there's a network of peace builders in that area, and they're all working with the authorities to come up with some type of an assurance that would build up this type of confidence so that people will want to return to their home.